Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times. Come on in and join me, and we'll listen to the memories. Happy weekend, everybody. So glad you're here as we get together for another couple of hours of some of the greatest music of all time. And coming up today, some random big band selections. Every once in a while I'll do this. I'll just go into the music vault and pretty much do a blind selection from the big band stack. I should say stacks, because the collection is voluminous. And I'm going to try to pick out some numbers that we're not familiar with. And of course we have the countdown, and today we're going back to the end of February in 1952. And that's what's on the agenda for today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we start on the countdown from this weekend, 73 years ago. And record number 10 is from the new sibling sensation, the Bell Sisters.
Down in Bermuda, paradise for two. I lost my lover there on the blue. Went sailing on the coral sea, starlit waters, my darling and me. Time was endless, love sang its song. We dreamed of tomorrow, now he is gone. I see his lips the coral, I see his eyes in the water blue, I see his hair in the glowing sunlight, a vision clear, calling me near, in Bermuda waters are so clear and cold. It's my loved one as I grow.
Sixteen-year-old Cynthia and 11-year-old Kay Struther, the Bell Sisters, at number 10 this weekend in 1952 in Bermuda. They went with the name Bell because that's their mother's maiden name. They were accompanied by Henri René's orchestra. The girls were discovered on Halloween night on a Los Angeles TV show, and Bermuda was the song they sang that night. RCA Records got them in the studio within a couple of weeks, and the record peaked at number 7. It's the final weekend of February, 1952, on Today Seems Like Old Times, when the President of the United States is Harry S. Truman. Alvin Barkley is the Vice President, but that is likely to change because this is a presidential election year, and it appears that Truman won't run for re-election. He will be on the New Hampshire primary ballot, but the Republicans will be the story there, and the race between Dwight Eisenhower and Robert Taft. Now, Ike says he'll accept the GOP nomination for president, but he'll not take part in any pre-convention activities. He's currently Supreme Allied Commander in Europe. But Eisenhower forces have been hard at work for him in the Granite State, including the governor, Sherman Adams. A Gallup poll shows that a third of Republican members are for Ike, another third for Taft, and that's a big gain for the senator since last year. Eisenhower's announcement didn't shift party loyalists much. His handlers say the party favors Taft while the people like Ike. But his aides are saying that the general will likely have to be back in the U.S. to campaign as early as May. And by the way, Ike would win the New Hampshire primary on March 11th. Estes Kefauver would be the Democrats' choice. That's a little bit from politics here in 1952. And back to the countdown. Les Paul and Mary Ford hold spot number 9 with a Tiger Rag. Mary Ford strumming their way to number 9 this weekend in 1952, their ninth top 10 hit and coming down after a peak of number 2.
Remember the car you had in the 30s? It was the latest thing then, but it would seem mighty old-fashioned now. Well, how old is your refrigerator? Isn't it about that in on an up-to-date model? On a new Nord's Jet self-defroster, for instance. And believe me, you couldn't make a smarter choice. Nord's, who originated self-defrosting, has really perfected it in this new Jet Self Defroster. You'll never spend another minute defrosting because this new Norge defrosts itself every night. So fast, even ice cream can't melt. And there's more storage space in this new Norge. Space to spare, from top to floor. A huge cross-top freezer, a regular pantry of movable shelves, even shelves in the door. There's a meat keeper deep enough for a big roast, a full-width crisper that holds a week's supply of fruits and vegetables. Why not talk to your friendly Norge dealer about trading in your old refrigerator on a new Norge Jet Self Defroster? You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Remember Norge refrigerators? Maybe you have one still in your basement. A few models had clocks on the door. Remember that? Well, let's get back to the countdown. Billboard sales chart this week. We're up to number 8 with Pee Wee King.
You keep me waiting till it's getting aggravating. You're the slow pole. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slowpoke. Time means nothing to you. I wait and then late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9:45. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see that time's a-wasting? You're a slowpoke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke too. Aggravating, you're a slowpoke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slowpoke. I means nothing to you. I wait and then late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, quarter to ten. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see the time's a-wastin'? You're a slowpoke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke, too.
Slowpoke from Pee Wee King and his band, country singer, songwriter, accordionist, fiddle player, but not from the South. The 38-year-old was raised in Milwaukee, and his real name, Julius Kaczynski. I think Pee Wee King's a little more memorable. Slowpoke at number 8 this week, coming down after spending 3 weeks at number 1 on the jukebox survey, but it was number 1 this week in sheet music sales. Well, let's see what else we have for you from the music world. Singer Don Cherry is going on tour with Guy Lombardo. It'll be a European tour for Joe Stafford in late March. Paul Whiteman will record a couple of Gershwin albums for Capitol. And Spike Jones is dropping the City Slickers moniker. His group will now be known as the Country Cousins, as they've started to record some novelty country tunes. No burlesque numbers anymore, at least for a while. Oh, bad news for the Ames brothers. Vic broke his leg while leaving the floor at the Chez Paris in Chicago after the boys had finished a set. The brothers finished their dates there as a trio, and they're waiting for the doctor's report as to how long they'll remain a three-man group. And ending speculation about a possible label shift, Patti Page has just signed a new one-year deal with Mercury, worth $40,000. Over the last 3 years, she's sold 10 million records, 6 million of those last year. And here's the latest from Patti, at number 16 on the countdown this week, Come What May.
A gypsy with a crystal ball to gaze in can look into the future, so they say. But I am so afraid of fortune tellers to know the truth might cast my world away. Now just suppose I called upon a gypsy to find you're gonna break my heart someday. So darling, I'm confessing, not knowing is a blessing, so you can keep me guessing, come what may. With a crystal ball to gaze in can look into the future, so they say. But I am so afraid of fortune tellers to know the truth might cast my world away.
of them.
Now just suppose I called upon a gypsy to find you're gonna break my heart someday. So darling, I'm confessing, not knowing is a blessing, so you can keep me guessing, come what may.
Darling, come what may.
Come what may. That's Patti Page, backed up by the Jack Rail Orchestra and an unknown male quartet. That was sitting at number 11 on the sales chart this week. It would peak at number 9 on both the jukebox and radio surveys. That's one of the records from late February 1952, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, not working too hard for our theme, random big band selections. And the first from the record library comes from Harry James. Terry James from 1945, I'm in love with two sweethearts, Buddy DeVito on the vocals. Harry, of course, a branch of the Benny Goodman tree, so is Gene Krupa. Here from 1947 with vocals by another Buddy, Buddy Hughes, it's What You Do With What You Got.
Thank you. think fate forgot them, and their spirits hit the bottom. But there's just no sense to let them. There's lots of ways to pay for all the little things you pray for, and the best way is just to get them. What you do with what you got, never mind how much you got, it's what you do with what you got that pays off in the end. You got to add how much you do, then multiply by what you do. You think you can't win, but you do, and you get that dividend. It's the means you apply it that raises your stock. Think what David did to Goliath with a little old hunk of rock. What you do with what you got, never mind how much you got. It's what you do with what you got that pays off in the end. That raises your stock. Just look what David did to Goliath with a little old hunk of rock. It's what you do with what you got, never mind how much you got. What you do with what you got that pays off in the end.
Recorded by the Gene Krupa Band in late December 1947. It's What You Do With What You Got, featuring the trumpet of Don Fagerquist and the vocals by Buddy Hughes. Now, Hughes previously sang with the Claude Thornhill Orchestra, and don't you know it, we happen to have a Thornhill Band record next. Not with Buddy Hughes, but Maxine Sullivan.
Don't save your love for a rainy day, or you may delay too long. Say you won't give your heart away. Love me while you may, while your arms are strong. Oh, never run and hide from it all. No one ever died from it. We're here alone together. It's sunny weather, hooray. Don't save your love for a rainy day. Don't save your love for a rainy day.
1937, Claude Thornhill's band with Maxine Sullivan, Don't Save Your Love. Just some random big band picks today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Glad to be with you this weekend, and every weekend we get together. Well, today we turn the calendar back 73 years to the last weekend of February in 1952. And we're up to number 7 on the countdown with Johnny Ray.
Talk to her, please, Mr. Sun. Speak to her, Mr. Rainbow. And take her under your branches, Mr. Tree. Whisper to her, Mr. Wind. Sing to her, Mr. Robin. And Mrs. Moonlight, put in a word for me. Tell her how I feel. It shouldn't end this way. And since you are all her friends, she'll listen to whatever you have to say. Babble to her, Mr. Brook. Kiss her for me, Miss Raindrop. And watch to see they all do. Please, Mr. Sun.
That's Johnny Ray, Please Mr. Sun, one of his three songs in the top 10 this week. He was accompanied by the Four Lads and Jimmy Carroll's orchestra. And what a rocket ride it's been for the 24-year-old born in Hopewell, Oregon. His emotional delivery has made him a star of the pop music world. Please Mr. Sun would be a million seller and would peak at number 6. Well, no doubt Johnny Ray would soon be making his rounds on the television shows. And let's see what was on the air here in 1952. New shows this season include the soap opera Search for Tomorrow. There's also Love of Life, the Hallmark Hall of Fame, and Roy Rogers has come to the small screen. But the biggest new show of the year was I Love Lucy. It's a groundbreaking program because it's produced on film instead of being broadcast live. And Lucille Ball becomes the first major female TV star. Meanwhile, just a few weeks ago, NBC came up with its own groundbreaking show in the morning. It's the Today Show with Dave Garraway.
Well, here we are. Good morning for you. The very first good morning of what I hope and suspect will be a great many good mornings between you and I. Here it is, Jack said, January 14th, 1952, when NBC begins a new program called Today. And if it doesn't sound too revolutionary, I really believe it begins a new kind of television. We'll be with you every day for 2 hours in the morning, just about the time you get up, 7 to 9 a.m. We're going to try very much put you more closely in touch with the world we live in by the magnificent, unparalleled means of communication which NBC has assembled into a single room in New York.
And the early ratings for the Today Show have been very good. Well, some of our favorite programs this year include Strike It Rich, The Alan Young Show, Is the Lone Ranger for the Kids, Gangbusters, and You Bet Your Life, Your Show of Shows, The Colgate Comedy Hour, Red Skelton, Milton Berle, and the Texaco Star Theater, And Arthur Godfrey has two shows in the top 10. His Friends at number 6 and The Talent Scouts at number 1. And Godfrey is also on the music charts this week with a novelty number called Dance Me Loose.
I warm so easy, so dance me loose, dance me loose, dance me loose. I warm so easy, so dance me loose. It shines so bright, the moon. Don't hold my arm so extra out, extra out, extra out. Don't hold my arm so extra out. It makes so good to spoon. The music played and played and played. They whirled around the floor. The fellow stayed and stayed and stayed to hear her say once more, I warm so easy, so dance me loose, dance me loose, dance me loose. I warm so easy, so dance me loose. It shines so bright, the moon. A little Dutch girl in Sheboygan was perfect in English at school.
But when she's excited and when she's delighted, her words get mixed up as a rule.
On Saturday night in Sheboygan, there's dancing to waltzes they play. Even boys who can't dance will all take a chance just to hear her say,
I warm so easy, so dance me loose, dance me loose, dance me loose. I warm so easy, so dance me loose. It shines so bright, the moon. Don't hold my arm so extra out, extra out, extra out. Don't hold my arm so extra out. It makes so good to spoon.
The music played and played and played. They whirled around the floor.
The fellow stayed and stayed and stayed to hear her say once more,
I warm so easy, so dance me loose, dance me loose, dance me loose. I warm so easy, so dance me loose. It shines so bright, the moon. It makes so good to spoon. It plays so nice, the tune.
Arthur Godfrey and Dance Me Loose with the Cordettes helping out. That was at number 12 on the sales survey this week, but number 6 on the jukebox chart. The ubiquitous Arthur Godfrey. He's got a hit record and a pair of successful shows on radio and television. Also on today's show, our theme, Random Big Band Selections. Here's one I didn't know I had, Red Norvo with Mildred Bailey, Wigwaman.
Thank you.
Mr. and Mrs. Swing from 1938, Red Norvo with Mildred Bailey, Wigwamin. A random and rare big band track for Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we're counting down the hits from the final weekend of February 1952. And 29-year-old Kay Starr is a veteran in the music world. She sang with Glenn Miller as a teenager. And the soon-to-be biggest hit of her career is at number 6.
The Wheel of Fortune goes spinning around. Will the arrow point my way? Will this be my day?
That's Kay Starr with the Harold Mooney Orchestra at number 6 this weekend in 1952, on its way up to number 1, where it would hold that position for 10 big weeks, her 7th top 10 record and a million seller. Our spotlight year is 1952, and with the Korean War situation, the radio networks have more news shows on the air now than ever before. CBS has about 90 of them, and that's more than during World War II. Revived interest in radio news is attributed to the number of trouble spots in the world and the fact that so many men in uniform are overseas. Well, despite the growing popularity of television, radio is still holding its own in the ratings, and many of our old favorites are still on the air, like soap operas Helen Trent, Our Gal Sunday, Perry Mason, and Ma Perkins. The kids have Wild Bill Hickok Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Mutual, of course, has the top weekend shows with The Shadow, followed by True Detective Mysteries. The top Saturday show is Grand Central Station on CBS. And then in primetime, among the top 20 are The Bob Hawke Show, Life with Luigi, Ozzy and Harriet, and Fibber McGee and Molly. This week, Fibber's going to make Molly breakfast in bed.
So you just tuck your little tootsies back in the hay, Tootsie, and relax while I get dressed, Tootsie. I'm going to bring you breakfast in bed.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No, McGee, really, that's a lot of trouble. Don't bother
now,
to do
don't
that.
You worry. I'm going to do this thing up big, kiddo. I'll even get the tea wagon down out of the attic and serve your hotcakes a la carte.
Now, look, sweetheart, you're wonderful to want to, but
you
I...
Betcha, and you got it coming, too. You deserve it. By George, I don't pamper you enough.
Oh, you do, too, McGee, constantly.
Yeah? You really think I pamper you?
Oh, pamper me? I thought you said hamper me.
Now, Fibber and Molly are on NBC at 9:30 Tuesday night. But the previous hour belongs to CBS, with Suspense at 8 and Mr. and Mrs. North at 8:30.
Can you see anything, Jerry?
No, dear. This alley is like the inside of a pocket.
Well, I can't. Darling, something at my feet.
It's not something at your feet, Pam. It's someone. Someone who's dead.
Joseph Curtin and Alice Frost as Mr. and Mrs. North. It finished in seventh place in the ratings this year. The top five were Walter Winchell, Bergen and McCarthy, Lux Radio Theater, Jack Benny, and number one, Amos and Andy. And among the records being played on the radio here in February of 52 is the latest from Glenn Miller alum Ray Anthony. Anthony with Tommy Mercer and the Anthony Choir. At last. That was a big hit on radio. It was at number 9 on the disc jockey chart this week, and we get all the way to number 2. But it didn't break the top 20 on the jukeboxes or the sales chart. At Last was a minor hit for the Glenn Miller Band a decade earlier. And let's complete the connection. We've already heard from Miller alums Kay Starr and Ray Anthony. Well, here is the Glenn Miller Orchestra with Marion Hutton on the vocals, The Chestnut Tree.
Underneath the spreading chestnut tree, I loved him and he loved me. There I used to sit up on his knee.
Beneath the spreading chestnut tree.
There beneath the boughs we used to meet. All his kisses were so sweet. All the little birdies went tweet tweet.
Beneath the spreading chestnut tree.
I said I love you and there ain't no ifs or buts. He said I love you and the blacksmith shouted
chestnut.
Underneath the spreading chestnut tree, there he said he'd marry me. Now you ought to see our family.
Neat the spreading chestnut tree.
birds were so sweet. All the little birdies went tweet tweet.
Neath the spreading chestnut tree.
Underneath the spreading chestnut tree, there he said he'd marry me. Now you ought to see our family.
Neath the spreading chestnut tree.
The Glenn Miller Band from 1939 with Marion Hutton on the vocals of The Chestnut Tree. One of the casually selected big band records from the Music Vault on today's Seems Like Old Times. Our friends, be sure to check out the show website, oldtimesradio.com. You can follow the show on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Drop me a line. Love to hear from you. Maybe you can do that during the break. As we have reached the halfway point of today's show, we'll see you on the other side with more random big band records and more of the hits from this weekend in 1952 on Today Seems Like Old Times.